In my dream, he told me, I was a very young angel in a very heavenly place when a trumpet was sounded and an announcement was made. All the angels in heaven were invited to audition for the choir that would announce the holy birth. There was an excitement and sense of anticipation that caused my little angel heart to almost burst. When my moment arrived, I stood before the musical tribunal and sang and sang and sang. No one interrupted or snickered at me because, well, this was heaven. But I knew immediately that I would not be invited to join the choir for one obvious reason. I couldn't sing. I felt it, but I couldn't get that feeling to come out of my voice. The grand chorus master smiled and nodded to his chief assistant to show me out. "This isn't fair," I pleaded. "If you could hear what's in my heart, you'd let me sing." I ran back toward the chorus master and begged him to give me another chance. And as I did, music started to fill the room. And I recognized it, for it was the music coming directly from my innocent, tender heart. All the other angels stood motionless and amazed as they heard the sound. And when my carol to my king was over, the grand chorus master stood. "Oh, little one," he said, "you have so much to give, and your time will come." "Then I can't sing with a choir." I looked for him to change his mind, but he only shook his head and smiled. "You have a different voice, but it will be heard. Centuries from now, it will be heard. More orchestras and choirs than you can now imagine will be giving the music of your heart a voice that will echo through time."